This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, we back. Appreciate all of you out there, as always, keeping it locked here on the program. Big time, exciting stuff going on out here at Onside Radio. I am really, really pumped up about it, man. It is absolutely awesome, and we are just starting this thing. It's in its infancy stages, but I think we're going to turn it into something special. Whether you live here in South Florida or you live anywhere else in the world, and you love the local teams from here, because maybe you're from here, this is the station you're going to want to keep locked the entire time. And we're starting with 12 hours of live programming. If it's up to me, we're going to have, I would like in a perfect world, 18, at least 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. You know, I would like that. If I can get that, that's fine. Maybe I can find a young version of Ed Kaplan that can stay out to the last West Coast score every night down the line. Maybe we could do some of that in honor of Eddie Kay, who is one of my mentors, one of the guys that inspired me to do this. Actually, years ago, and listen to Ed Kaplan's show. He's just one of those guys and we do completely different shows, Ed Kaplan and I, but that's, everybody has their own style. That's, you know, has nothing to do with it, but he is definitely one of those folks that gave me that fire that said, oh, that's exactly what I want to do with my life right there. I want to do something that is meaningless, that makes no impact in society, that is basically stealing money because all I'm doing is talking about games. So yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I mean, do I want to actually be a mechanic? Do I actually want to do like real work? No. I want to be silly. I want to talk about sports every day. That's what's fun. Now, you know what wasn't silly was that Tua moment. That Tua moment was sweet yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And I'm not, you all know it. I'm not in a hurry to see him. I'm fine if he didn't play. In fact, before he got the camera got on him and he was taking the snaps on the sidelines, remember that? I was actually going back and forth with somebody on Twitter that he was pissed. He was like, dude, it's a blowout. Let's go get him in there. And I was like, no, there's no hurry, bro. They're in control. They got the game. He doesn't need to take a cheap shot, whatever. I'm not in a hurry to see Tua. I'm not. I think it's extremely important to keep Fitz in there for now because Fitz has been good for the development physically and mentally of so many players on offense and spiritually on defense because those guys know that Fitzy's going to sell out for them. So they're going to go all out for him. You know, it's that kind of deal. And so I think Fitz has been very important in that sense and his experience. Look, I like Tua a lot. I think Tua can play in this league, but he's going to make mistakes when he does get in there for a certain amount of time. You know what I mean? And right now, if you're selling winning and if you still feel Fitzpatrick is the better option right now because of not the physical gifts, because even Fitz will tell you he can make some throws that I can't. He's been quoted as that. A couple weeks ago, he said it. No, this kid is good, man. He can make throws I can't. But that doesn't mean that kid has seen everything that Fitz has. And so this gives him an opportunity to go around and see the league, see the defenses, adjust to it. And I know people say, well, oh, you don't learn anything not playing. Well, Pat Mahomes sat for the entire year except for one game. Aaron Rodgers sat for like 3 years. I mean, the part that I don't understand is I grew up that was the normal, that you would actually sit. You would wait your turn. You would learn every aspect of being a professional before you actually had to play like a professional. You learned how to carry yourself. You learned how to prepare. You learned how to take care of your body. You know what I mean? You learn all the defensive schemes, which are way more complicated here than they are in college. All of these things are important. of course, playing time is the most important thing, and experience is the most important thing in anything that we do. But there is something to be said about building a foundation before you actually give somebody or put them in a position where they're supposed to succeed or fail. And usually, if you have more information and more preparation, you will have an opportunity to succeed. In fact, Russell Wilson says it all the time. You know, success is in the preparation. So this is part of it. And he responded well yesterday. And I think we should feel really good about that. And then we should feel good that the team really was looking forward to it. I know the fans were. I know a lot of you. I mean, come on. You're dying to see this kid play. And I don't blame you. It's a Marino thing. And my Lord, if you're 30, 35, you don't know anything about Marino. You're 25. That sounds like a myth at this point. It's been so long. You never really experienced it. But those of us that are old enough that we have experienced it, and now we have to experience everything that comes after it, oh, my Lord. That's tough, man. That's as tough as it gets right there. Have to deal with this. But the good thing is the kid went out there, played well, took that first step that you need in this process. And I thought that was really, really cool. And he's going to play again, and he'll get his time, and eventually they'll work him in, and who knows, maybe they'll work a package or two in there. Remember, he doesn't run. So, remember, we've had this conversation 1,000 times now, right? Brian Flores, you're going to have trouble staying on his football team if you're not multiple. Okay? If you can't help in multiple areas, you know, and if you put Tua back there, even in a package, the defense knows you're not going to run the kid, right? He's coming off a hip surgery. Why would I actually give him a package to run the football and get hit and possibly re-injure that hip? No, I'm not doing that. So then the defense knows that if he's out there for a package, he's not going to run. He's going to be passing. So now you have taken the element of surprise. Every time that they have these quarterbacks that come in for starting quarterbacks, usually it's a person that brings a certain level of athleticism because it's another talent that they're bringing to the play that the normal quarterback does not have, i.e. Drew Brees, right? You take Brees out and put in the other kid because the other kid can run. That's why. You're not running with Drew Brees. So that's the difference there. So when they do that in certain teams, that's the option that you usually are adding, the element you're adding to your offense that you didn't have from that position. And that, so be very careful when people say, oh, let's do a package. Yeah, but they don't think football. They just think fan. And they don't think about, well, wait a minute, if I do a package and I'm kind of telling them what I'm doing already. I'm not going to keep you off balance. But if I bring in a running back or a receiver that used to be a quarterback, you don't know what I'm doing. You think he could be passing. I mean, you think he could be running, but he could be passing. Tua, just one thing to do. That's pass the ball. So I think don't expect those packages, but you can expect them to bring them in at the end of a game again. That I can see. Okay. And listen, as long as you're winning and you're in this trajectory where you're at right now, there's no reason to play Tua either. You can't risk putting in a young man that might get confused, might make mistakes, might set you back, and you're winning and you're trying to remember, ultimately it's all about making the playoffs. And if those guys in the locker room feel like they've got a shot at the playoffs, but now you take it away from them because you're trying to develop a kid, you lose the locker room. It's very important that you handle this the right way. And if you've been consistent about we're giving it to the best player, you cannot do that then at this moment because Tua might be the better talent, But right now, Fitz is the better player, the more experienced player, the one that's better suited to lead you at this point in time. Our text line, by the way, is 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on our text line here on the show. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. We got football in 11 minutes as the chefs are taking on the Bills. Like that. Big O, remember Fitz is a tease. We have to know that he is not the answer. The second half of this game shows it. We need to get two of some reps. They won, bro. I'm not sure why some people are so hung up on the fact that they didn't score a lot in the second half. This is not a complete team. I want you to know that. The Dolphins are still a work in progress. They're only in their second year in their sixth week, and they have accomplished a lot. I think people just get crazy and they overreact, but they won, and they're 3-3. They've won two in a row now. They beat the Jets like they're supposed to beat the Jets. How many times were they supposed to beat the Jets and then they lose? And they come up with a stinker. This coach didn't allow them to do that. Okay, they had some trouble in the second half, but even Frank Gore will tell you that his team started to play in that fourth quarter. Let's see. It's time to eat our words with Tenio. Come back under chaos. You can eat them if you want, bro. You can pour chocolate and, you know, sprinkles and all that good stuff. Enjoy it if you want. Good pieces on David Lee Roth, Christopher Cross, and Elliot Gould on CBS Sunday Morning. You can see it here. Thank you for sending me the link. Who sent me that link? Who was that? Trying to see your prior text here, if it has a name. James, thank you. Is this James in the DR? Is this our boy James in the DR? Because normally you put James in the DR. But he just put James. And I can't say that I remember the name all the time. I mean, the numbers. Yep, James in the DR. Thank you, James in the DR. You're a stud, as always. Checking in. You're amazing, bro. I can't wait to go have a Presidente with you in the Dominican one day. We got to get past this COVID crap. I was on the way home the other night. I think it was right after the game, or it was Friday night, and I'm jamming an REM. I had a playlist out of REM, and I sent Bill a text right away on one of the stops. I said, "Yo, man, if they ever get back together, I got to see him again." You remember? You didn't answer back.
But oh, the REM. I remember you saying that.
I was just like, man, REM.
Going to see them would almost be like the idea of in excess somehow. You know what I mean?
Well, that'd be a little bit different because
you're actually resurrecting
a body.
If we could do it, you and me, I could see us doing it. To get Michael Hutchinson for one show?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's a couple other people that would come and join us to help facilitate this.
Yes. 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 Go for it. Awesome.
Does REM do any of that stuff like they used to? Because they're from Georgia.
Yes, and, yeah, they're from Macon, Georgia, if I'm correct.
And they would do coffee, like show up at a coffee shop and play and kind of stuff.
Yeah,
man.
You know, Lady Gaga does that.
What?
Lady Gaga will go to a bar somewhere. Some strip bar
and just
somewhere.
Go grab
not,
the
strip,
mic.
Not where strippers are. I'm just saying like a little bar somewhere.
Yeah, right. In a strip
and
mall.
She'll show up with a guitar and start playing tunes and stuff. Or she'll show up at a small place and join the band that's there and start. Gaga's been, she's been busted doing that a couple times.
That is so cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, man. There are some people that are cool. Gaga, to me, looks like she's awesome. Like she looks like a really cool person to hang around
with.
Saying
I'll have a beer.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the best thing about Gaga, going out with Lady Gaga has got to be awesome because the woman walks around with meat hanging all over. So, you know, it's like, sweetie, let me tear off a steak. And, you know, whenever you're hungry, it's like Gaga's got food hanging all over because the way she dresses. So it's always a beautiful thing when you can go out with a person that actually wears meat. There's nothing wrong with that. So we got the Chefs and the Bills at 5 o'clock. We've got the Cards and the Cowboys at 8:15. Not that that's a sexy game, right? All of a sudden now with no Dak, that doesn't become a sexy game. And the Cards, like, it's fun to watch the Cards and Kyler Murray, but you can tell that Kyler Murray is still trying to figure this whole thing out because, Lord knows, it's called the NFL. It's pretty difficult to play in this league. But that kid's got some skills. He can pass the ball. Obviously, he's got a receiver that is just absolutely amazing.
If I'm not mistaken, for us locally, this is our first chance to see a full Arizona game. Is that not right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm actually kind of looking forward to getting a chance to see the kid.
That's right. And Dougie Fresh, you are correct. It's Athens, not Macon. You are correct. Which is the band from Macon? B-52s are also from Athens. There's a band from Macon. Somebody's from Macon. I know it. Somebody's from Macon, Georgia. Forgetting about it, who it is. Robert Triana says, love all of you. Paralante. And definitely. Ni patra pa coger impulso, as they say. Dean O says he is figuring out the schedule still. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Unfortunately, my life is crazy right now, man. And my priority is Onside Radio. I've got a responsibility to a lot of people right now.
You're also structured in schedule, in time.
Yeah.
So you have to put, because that's scheduled in time. It got to be.
Yes.
We're on the fly.
Yes.
And we could do this.
We were doing it every day at 11 because it was a convenient time at that moment to do this. But now that I've got this in the way. But again, listen, ladies and gentlemen, at 11, you can still listen to me and watch me because the cameras will be coming. The cameras are already in the studio. It's just a matter of getting everything kind of, hooked up and set. You'll be able to see me on the website at onsideradio.com. You'll be able to, watch us on video on like Twitch, YouTube, on the website. The video will be there. So we're going to have audio and video, and every day you'll be able to see and listen to the show 11 to 1. Like, really, nothing's changed for all of you out there. Show-wise, the podcast has changed because I have to move the podcast, unfortunately. But we are going to keep it, all right? And Robert, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you for sending us a little super chat. There we go. Fire it off. Robert answers with coño.
I know what that means.
Sam Thompson says, Big O, hope you're well. Great to see the Finns shut out the Jets and get to 3-3 yesterday. The spirit of the team is fun to watch. All the best, Sam. Thank you, Sam. It's fun. You know what's fun? It's fun for all of us to actually see the Dolphins headed in the right direction, man, because that's really what it's all about. I don't care about anything else. I just want my Dolphins to win. I just want to have some fun, Emmanuel Ogba has been a steal, had two sacks yesterday. How about this? Gesicki was not much of a factor yesterday, but Shaheen, who we got from your boys from the Bears, was 3 receptions, 51 yards, and a touchdown. And they used Durham Smythe. So this is a football team that has a legit number one tight end in Gesicki, but they want to keep defenses honest. So now when Durham Smythe is on the field, they're like, oh, wait a minute, he's not just a blocking tight end. What have I told you, right? What did I tell you about Jordan Howard? One-dimensional. What did I tell you? If you put a package out for Tua, it's a one-dimensional package. You're not going to fool anybody, right? If for that, just bring him in and start him and let him be the quarterback. But limitations are a problem here for this team. So it's, You gotta look at it the right way. And Miami now says, well, we drafted Durham Smythe and people look at him as a blocker, but he can catch. And what's it called? Chan Gailey told us this in the offseason. He in the training camp, He said, well, we've been working on making Gesicki a better blocker, and we've been working on Durham Smythe, making him a better receiver. And it worked with Durham Smythe, and Shaheen already had that in him. They just needed to find a role. And remember, I've been telling you this a lot. When they started early on, because the line was such a question, I told you that the reason why Durham Smythe started over Gesicki at that moment was for more protection for the quarterback, because they didn't know. So now they've got more of those kind of bodies here. Shaheen can actually block a little. Smythe is a blocker. Gesicki's the pass catcher. But now you put them on the field, and the defenses have to account for them to run away from the line of scrimmage and get out into the secondary. They can't imagine, oh, there's Durham Smythe. Yeah, he's going to stay to block. That's not what Flores wants. Remember how, you know, we've been deciphering all of this as it goes on. Early on last year, we figured out his safeties have to cover. If you don't have coverage skills at safety, you're done. I don't care if you're playing strong or free. Obviously, free, you got to have it naturally. But even strong, they want you to have some cover skills. And if you're a detriment in those areas, they will replace you. That's just the way it is. And that's the way he thinks. That's the way he's wired. He wants to be able to coach people to be multiple, so the defenses have no idea what you're doing. That's what it's all about. Love that. Pats, by the way, lose. And I got to tell you something. I think I've said it many times over that the Patriots are going to be 500 this year. Have I not said that, Bill? Many times over that I don't think the Patriots are going to be much this year.
You've been saying it from the start of Brady leaving and all the crumbling from
exactly.
Day one.
Right. And so we've been talking about this for a while now, and you saw they dropped to 2-3 yesterday. You watch Cam Newton, I got to tell you, there were some passes from him that were really ugly. Like, passes to a point that I was like, is there something wrong? Did that arm not heal properly at times? Now, I know he's inaccurate. He went 17 of 25, 157 yards and 2 interceptions, and a bunch of inaccurate passes. You know, 17 of 25 doesn't sound that bad, right? But when you watch the game, he missed some really bad passes, made some really bad choices with those interceptions. And to me, that's the lesson. See, I know that Bill is a hell of a coach, one of the greatest of all time. I get all of that. But he was blessed with a hell of a quarterback. One, by the way, that was able to trash another quarterback last night in Sunday Night Football, because Tom Brady and Tampa are in a better position than New England. That's for damn sure. They look like their trajectory is in a different arrow compared to New England. And I think here's where the rubber is going to meet the road, and where a guy like Belichick is going to get humbled a little bit. And the problem was, too many people got drunk on Matt Castle and the 11-5 year. And I broke that down many times before, that the team Matt Castle had around him was awesome. That's not this team. It's a good team, but it's not nearly as talented as that team. That team had some legendary Patriots on it that were helping him through that, you know, kind of get through that season and made him look better than what he is. Cam Newton is not a guy that is going to elevate a team with his arm. If he can't beat you with his athleticism, he's not going to beat you. To me, there's no other way of looking at it. And that's why, you know, they lost yesterday. I know Cam says no panic. He says all the answers are in the locker room. But he also said that a lack of practice hurt him. And to that I say, well, clearly you can't be a Tennessee Titan. Right? Titans took 2 weeks off and kicked some ass and then came back this week and won again in overtime. And they weren't practicing much for 2 weeks. I love how it's an excuse for some, but it's not an excuse for others. It's fantastic. Yeah, so you've been playing your whole life. So the fact that you were off for, and he wasn't even off for 2 weeks. Because he missed a game, but really he had some time to practice but leading up to this game. Too funny, man. Too funny. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program, that's 786-322-1105. Marlins release Mike Hill as president of baseball operations. I don't know if it's Dembo or somebody else that's going to take over. We'll find out. Slowly but surely, he's just wiping out the Loria people. I don't think – I had Jordan McPherson on my show on Onside this afternoon. I think he was at 12:30. So you can see the – you can check out the interview. You can go to the – you can sign up to our podcast, by the way. I'm going to post that on Twitter so you can sign up to the podcast on Onside, on the Onside side. And he was talking about how – I asked him, I said, hey, what's left? Because he's eliminated everything. Even that stupid statue that he had in center field, which, you know, I championed Jeter for that one. I love the fact that he got rid of that silly monument they had in center
field.
You
didn't like that silly-ass mosaic out there,
God,
bro?
Oh, God, that was so bad.
Was that not cheesy?
Cheesiest thing out there.
You know what my attitude? I think it was worth, it cost him one point something million.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Spend the money on a player, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But problem is, he'll pick the player, and it's a bad player. You know? That's crazy, man. So they don't have much left there. I don't know if they have anybody left in positions of power. Maybe there's a ticket broker left from the Loria days, but it doesn't look like any of the baseball people are there anymore. And Mike Hill's contract was up, so they moved on. And they got an opportunity to kind of check him out for 2 years. So they must have felt like he wasn't the asset that they needed on the team, or they want to make sure that, I don't know, that if they do have success down the line, it's without a Loria person in place. Which, again, you know, that's the sad part, is that nobody should be measured under Loria. When you have bad leadership, it's really hard to have a good organization. When you have bad leadership, it's really hard to have great employees all the time. You might have a few because you got lucky, but that doesn't mean you're going to have a great squad. It just doesn't happen. It's not normal. You know? It's just the way life works out. This Finns team is starting to remind me of the 80-82 teams right before they drafted Marino. That's pretty good. I'll take it. Dean G says, yes, and eventually Lynn Bowden's usage will be multiple for defenses to worry about. Yeah, but those are multiple guys. Those two guys that they got, Lynn Bowden and the Navy kid, now I'm brain farting with his name, but these are guys that are going to mess with defenses because they do so much out there. Yeah, that's exactly what they want. Dennis says, hell yeah, brother. Let's pray Houston loses all year. I'm with you there. Bro Marshmelly, thank you, sir, for sending us a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. He says, loving the new Onside shows. Happy for you, my brother. What is your schedule here on YouTube? Whenever we're on, bro. I mean, we're going to try to do an everyday show if we can. And we're, you know, we're going to go to our sponsors and all that. But it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, I will admit. This, you know, Onside has to become the priority at this point in time. And then once we get that off the ground and everything running, then maybe I can settle in. I was thinking of evenings for this, but I don't know how it would work out for evenings for all of you out there. I don't know if evenings are good to do a talk show for folks out there. Not sure.
Maybe you should ask for a response.
Yeah. Now, although I like your idea of early morning, but the only problem is also our sponsors, we can't be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Or 7 o'clock in the morning, you know.
You know what? And I'm going to throw this at you. Once things get back to normal, like you've always told me, if we do something in the evening, it's going to run in conflict with concerts.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I know that.
No. I don't work this hard to not do what I love.
Yeah, dude.
The one thing that keeps me sane in this world, Three things. My wife, my daughter, my dogs, and concerts. Okay? All right? So I got my wife and daughter and dogs every day when I get home, and that's my therapy. But where I play is at concerts. And it's just a passion of mine since I was a teenager, and it's not going to stop now.
So your brother over here doesn't help you there. I just add to your insanity. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Kind of, yes. Kind of. Robert Trianas chimes in with a super chat saying, wondering the same thing. Let me take a quick break here. We'll come back with more. Give me 2 minutes here. If you want to get in, send in some questions on the YouTube chat board. I got to talk about a couple things. University of Miami, a couple football notes, and then we'll get back with a little more Dolphins talk right here on the Big O Show.
America's premium sport compact sedan is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. 2020 ILX, $199 a month, $199 at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you. 305-821-0231 or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.